WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. About 75,000 workers have begun forming picket lines at Kaiser Permanente medical facilities in Virginia, California, and three other states, along with the District of Columbia. They're demanding better wages and more staffing. Chemotherapy has already been postponed for terminal cancer patients like Lisa Schnate's husband.
We're literally losing days with John. I said, well, that's not okay with me. You would not have paused treatment without the strike.
Kaiser Permanente has just issued a statement. It says management and union reps are still at the bargaining table with progress made on several proposals late last night. Ford has made a new offer to workers aimed at ending a 19-day strike. The carmaker says it includes wage hikes that put employees among the top 25% of all U.S. jobs, as well as improvements in benefits and product commitments for union factories. Lawmakers in the House are looking ahead after a Republican faction led a historic quest to oust Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
With no consensus for a replacement, North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry was designated acting speaker. McCarthy's deputies, like Majority Leader Steve Scalise, are being floated for the job, and some posted last night they'd nominate former President Trump for Speaker of the House.
Mourners are set to say goodbye to California Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose body will lie in state in the rotunda at San Francisco City Hall today, where she launched her political career in 1969. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald.
The public will be able to pay respects and sign a condolence book. Sonoma State University political scientist David McEwen says it's a tribute bestowed on a select few.
There is no one we have seen in San Francisco's recent past who exemplifies the city, who exemplifies California, and really a call to serve.
A planned private funeral Thursday will now be public.
President Biden is ready to unveil new plans for Americans struggling to pay off college loans. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president will announce an additional 125,000 Americans have been approved for student debt relief. This latest wave of relief, which amounts to $9 billion, applies to borrowers with total and permanent disabilities.
Lottery lovers, get online again. Tonight's grand prize is up to $1.2 billion. These New Yorkers have their fingers crossed.
You'd be crazy not to play. You have to be in it to win it, right?
I mean, my hopes are to split this with 100 other people, come into the office, making margaritas for everybody, and then go buy a boat.
S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Klein Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools, the highest quality tool brand, at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 76, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. Got Seth and James here, 9:04 on the clock. We're going to have some fun in this hour.
We got some entertainment news coming up for you we're going to get into. Mm-hmm. We're also going to tell you which came first, the chicken or the egg. Finally figure that out.
Finally revealed.
Thought we'd do a fall foliage report.
Oh, those are fun.
Check in on that.
I like that, yeah.
All that coming up for you, and along with a That Ain't Right story and some good stories of the day, of mm-hmm. course. But I did want to send a quick shout-out to our the heart of this station, Pam Hilke.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, I was talking about the Jackson 5 earlier, mm-hmm. and I mentioned I Want You Back, my favorite of their songs, mm-hmm. and maybe my favorite Michael song. She sends me a picture of a 45 of the old Motown 45 and showed it to Seth.
How awesome is that?
This is so cool. So cool. Nice job, Pam. Thank you for that, Pam. That made my day.
That's
that
awesome.
That made me smile. That's awesome. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news now.
All right, let's do it.
I think this is a fascinating story, and I'll admit, I find these two gentlemen fascinating and their relationship fascinating.
Yeah.
Sir Ian McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Two of our better actors, and mm-hmm. two of those actors that I look up to for a lot of reasons. Are they incredibly talented? Yes.
Of course.
But they are just as talented as they are resilient.
Mm-hmm.
They got their careers late in life. They
yep.
stuck with their craft. They worked and worked and worked at it
yep.
to a point where you couldn't ignore that talent anymore.
Nope.
And with both of them. In different ways and mm-hmm. everything. I look up to that as somebody at 46 still trying to do that and everything.
Of course, yeah.
For me, what I learned from people like that or Hugh Jackman or Morgan Freeman or any of these people is I can only control what I can control. So I can't do anything about having the break as early as I wanted mm-hmm. or any of these things. But what I can do is when that break happens, and it will happen, I put my name on that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of actor do I want to be? How good do I want to be? Do I want to keep working at my craft, or do I want to just lull on my skills that I already have? No, when I get that break, they ain't going to see it coming. They have no idea the talent that I am bringing to that stage, that screen, whatever mm-hmm. it is. I don't care. That's what I learned from guys like this.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready and bring everything you got.
Yep.
They've done it, and look where they are.
They did it.
But also, maybe be careful about the advice you take.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine anyone but Patrick Stewart playing Captain Picard? I ask one of the bigger Star Trek fans I know.
Man, that's tough. I can't. It's too hard. Yeah.
I give you the whole entire acting world. I give you all actors, and I ask you if anybody else could play that role. I think it's Bob Look said this once, and I will never stop giving him credit for it, because I think it's one of the best ways of acting. Is that one of those things that you can't. Nobody wins a Super Bowl for acting. Even awards aren't really a true test of a performance or who mm-hmm. was the best actor that year or anything like that. Every once in a while, there's one that stands out.
Yep.
But for the most part, it's kind of like, well, this was a great role and this was a great performance, and it's a hair apiece kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with a character like this, even though I don't know that series that well, I've seen a handful of episodes, mm-hmm. I'm racking my brain trying to think of literally any other actor that could play that role. It's pretty impressive mm-hmm. to me, and that stands out, and that shows you to me how great an actor is.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of other examples out there of the opposite of this.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have had a choice if Sir Ian McKellen had his way.
Uh-oh.
In his memoir, Making It So, Patrick says that when he first got the offer to do Star Trek The Next Generation, Ian tried to talk him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ian told him, quote, "No, no, you must not do that. You must not. You have too much important theater work to do. You can't throw that away to do TV. You can't. No." Like, he was so mad at him for this. Patrick took the gig anyway because, yep. quote, "I felt theater would return to my life whenever I was ready for it,
mm.
whereas an offer for the lead role in an American TV series might never come again."
Mm-hmm.
He says McKellen has admitted in the years since he was wrong.
Well, to be fair to Ian McKellen, okay, you know, not only is he taking an American television role, he's taking Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which means that he's probably going to be typecast.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, you were on Star Trek and that's all you were known for.
Yeah.
You know, think of what William Shatner did before and after Star Trek.
I mean, yeah.
You can mention, you know, maybe like T.J. Hooker or something like that.
But it took a while.
It did.
It was a long time. It was years afterwards and everything mm-hmm. that he had that. And if you're an actor, you don't have years.
No,
this
you don't.
This is your paycheck.
Yep.
Imagine the job that you work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 or whatever, but you only got to do it when you got called up,
right? Exactly.
When they pulled you in and everything, you got to make everybody count. Mm-hmm. So I whereas theater is consistent, and you may not be the big mm-hmm. paycheck or the big screen time and mm-hmm. everything. At least you got a consistent gig.
Yep.
The one of the biggest things I've learned from the actors that I look up to, the Ed O'Neills and a lot of these consistent working actors,
yep.
is that always be focused on that next gig. Give everything you've got to this job right now, but with your other eye, be looking at that next gig, because mm-hmm. that's what matters.
Yep. If you want to keep going, that's it. Yeah, you're right.
I love this story, though. I want so badly to go back in time and see them debating about this, especially so I can whisper in Ian McKellen's ear one thing, because he should have done one thing with this.
Yep.
As soon as Patrick Stewart said this to him, he should have been like, "You shall not pass!" Then he might not have done it.
Oh, yeah. I doubt that. But so,
I went a long way for that joke.
You
I
did. You went a long way for that. You certainly did. So, and it looks like things changed a little bit, and they kind of flipped, because then, of course, Ian McKellen starts, you know, acting in American movies.
Yeah.
And then he became, you know, and then they do X-Men together. And yes. Yeah. And the rest is history. So, yeah.
Those X-Men movies weren't written that great, but my God, seeing those two work together. Together as superheroes,
the first time they were able to do it on screen, so which is so cool. And at the time, and who knew they were like best friends? It's like we didn't even know that, but they did so well.
How unimportant is dialogue in an action movie? Ooh. So unimportant that John Woo has directed one with absolutely no dialogue at all.
That's because John Woo is awesome.
John Woo may be the greatest action director we'll ever have.
Very possibly.
There's scenes.
Very possibly.
Are you a fan of your action star having two guns? You can thank John Woo.
John Woo.
Are you a fan of your action star flying through the air with his legs out and in a kick moving?
In slow motion.
Yes, in slow-mo. Thank
John
you.
Woo.
The slow-mo was so important. Thank you for that. I mean, John Woo, is his work has been bowered and influenced by so many.
So influential.
And he's got a new movie coming out this Christmas with absolutely no dialogue. It's called Silent Night. It stars the great Joel Kinnaman, a fantastic actor. I love Joel Kinnaman. He's a man who seeks revenge after his son is caught up in a crossfire of gang violence. Kinnaman's character also gets shot in the throat and survives, but he's unable to speak.
Oh, see, you've just glossed over the plot because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's an action movie. It doesn't matter.
But you can't call it Silent Night unless you get rid of the voice of the character in it. See, this is something about John Woo that I admire. There's a lot of great action directors, mm-hmm. but for every Joel Schumacher or, what's his name? The Rock and everything. Michael Bay. Michael Bay has already done this. He hates dialogue. Like, Michael Bay would gladly take any monologue out and just give you explosion. There's no plots in Michael Bay movies.
No.
It's just explosions and everything. And I've watched every one of them. I'm not complaining. I love that stuff. What I like about John Woo is he pushes himself. Mm-hmm. It's like it can't be just an action movie. There's got to be something extra to it to bring people in. We just had a movie last year with David Harbour playing Santa Claus, beating people up and everything.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So he sees something like that. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do a Christmas action movie. I got to do something different, though.
Oh, yes.
And I've watched the trailer for this twice because I'm a huge Joel Kinnaman guy and I'm a big John Woo fan. And it's kind of cool looking. Like, it's your typical action movie.
Of course.
You know, you're not going to see anything that you haven't necessarily maybe seen before. Mm-hmm. But you are going to hear something you haven't heard before in an action movie.
Right.
That is the lack of dialogue.
So I've never seen, and you can answer this one, James. I've never seen the John Wick movies.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing that, I mean, other than the amazing choreographed action and all mm-hmm. that stuff, it's not like it's a different kind of story or anything like that.
Not really. I will say that that one might be a bad example because there's actual character arc.
Okay, there
one.
Is. Okay, yeah.
And they John Wick himself. Mm-hmm. You really see that character grow and change mm-hmm. like their whole course through that.
Okay,
but I get where you're going with this. There's not a whole lot of plot or dialogue in action movies usually. The Expendables isn't known for its Shakespearean dialogue.
No, no, no.
Again, watch every one of them.
But you get someone like John Woo who does something like Face Off, which is a weird, it's an action movie, but it's got an interesting premise to it, you know? It's really fascinating. So that's where I think he's different. There's something a little different the way he does stuff.
John Woo is also one of these guys who will do those movies and then do like Brokeback Mountain. Or something like that, you know. He's pushed himself.
He's done drama. He's done other things too, for sure. Yeah.
I wanted to look. He's 77.
Wow.
John Woo is 77. Wow.
I just realized how long he's been around because he had all those years in Hong Kong. That he did all those movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, he's really done. Broken Arrow. That's the one.
Broken Arrow. Okay.
Not a great movie, but John Travolta, God, Christian Slater, Howie Long. actually, the most I think maybe his most important movie is Wind Talkers.
That was an interesting,
One, he, for those that don't know, good, a great cast, Nicolas Cage, Mark Ruffalo, but it's about Native Americans in the
Navajo in the war. Yeah.
It's a really good story, really good telling of that. Silent Night hits theaters on December 1st.
All right.
and let's see here. Michael Jordan is rich.
What?
Yeah, moving on.
Breaking news.
Exactly. Michael Jordan has made bank over the years from NBA endorsement deals and other business ventures, but after selling his stake in the Charlotte Hornets earlier this year, he bumped his fortune way up.
Jeez.
He is now worth around $3 billion, and he is the first athlete to make the Forbes list of 400 richest Americans. He comes in at 379. Elon Musk, of course, tops the list. Ugh.
Who cares?
There's a bunch of famous names that have fallen off the list.
Don't care.
But
I'm with you.
None of this is noteworthy, really.
Not really.
It speaks to the filth of the top 1% and how bad this has all gotten. If you are sitting there and wondering, you know, how's Michael Jordan doing? I guess this matters. Otherwise, I don't know.
That's an interesting thing to put out there. It's just he's got more. Is this because we can't go a certain amount of time without talking about Michael Jordan? Is that what we're looking at here?
So, but it, what stands out to me is another example of I feel like we're doing business wrong in some fields.
Okay,
you're owner of a sports team. The Charlotte Hornets have never been good.
Mm-mm.
And since Michael Jordan has owned them, I should say.
Yeah.
They had some good seasons with Alonzo Mourning and some of these things.
In the
and
90s,
stuff.
And Larry Johnson. Yeah. Pretty good teams. Yeah.
Michael Jordan, they've never been any good. So he sells the team and ends up making like a bank off of it. Even more money than when he bought the team. Same thing with Daniel Snyder when he sold his team. Mm-hmm. Or Donald Sterling when he sells the Clippers.
Yep.
Like, what is the reward for being bad at your job? You make more money.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing? It really feels like we're doing business wrong in certain sectors.
Yeah.
That don't make any darn sense. And we just kind of keep rolling with it. Like, well, nothing we can do. This is just the way it is.
Although, to be fair,
you could tax them more.
Yeah.
You know, there's that little chestnut.
You know, to be fair to all sports team owners, I don't think is there a good one? Seriously. Is there a good one out there? Daniel Snyder was just like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling was the worst of the worst. But I can't think of any of these people being like good people. Yeah. The way they treat their player, you know, and the way they treat it's like their own fiefdom kind of thing, you know. It's just,
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it just with my teams, and I can't stand any of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this. I love Virginia McCaskey. Virginia McCaskey. She's grandfathered in. She's a Halas. She's a Halas.
That's
true.
She is a Halas. Yep.
But Jerry Reinsdorf could walk in here right now, and I've been in a lot of fights in my life, a lot of fights, more than I can count. Mm-hmm. I've never started. I've never thrown a first punch in my life. It may be. Yeah, I see Jerry Reinsdorf. It may be the first time in my life.
70-year-old man.
And I wouldn't punch him. He's not worth a punch. It's a pimp slap. I give him a pimp slap. Not even a full like fist. Like a pimp slap. That's
it. Open-handed.
I wouldn't be able. I don't know if I'd be able to help myself. I got Sheriff Becker coming in a little bit. I'd just be sitting here waiting with my hands together. Like, I'm sorry, Sheriff. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Yeah, it had to be done.
I've spent my whole life with this guy. Two sports teams he's ruined for me. Two of them. It's a great question. About is there
there's
a good
so much we don't know. Yeah. You know, it's always the tip of the iceberg. It's you know.
Well, and their business is different than some other businesses where, yes, they are trying to make a profit. We all understand how business works. Mm-hmm. But they are doing it at the cost of hearts and hope and fans and these things.
It's a different thing than, you know, like losing a department store.
Yeah.
A sports team is very different than that. Yeah.
People care differently about these things.
They do.
You don't see people walking around with, JCPenney shirts or Sears kind of things. It's a different type of business.
It is very much.
Wrapping up entertainment with just a story that I just caught this morning. And I'd be honest with you guys, I didn't get a chance to go over it too much because it debuted at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is local and I think it is pretty cool and I want it. The historic Frank Lloyd Wright property is for sale in Milwaukee. The Frederick C. Balk house is on the National Register of Historic Places.
Okay, cool.
In 1916, before Frank Lloyd Wright traveled to Japan to oversee construction of the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo, he designed a home in Milwaukee for an alderman and his family.
Hmm.
Now, more than 100 years later, that home is for sale for the second time in history.
Wow.
Complete with many of the original architectural elements, including leading glass windows that he was famous for, mm-hmm. And a central fireplace and a built-in cabinetry.
Hmm. Okay.
This is it is believed to be the only single-family residential project Wright designed for a family in the city of Milwaukee. The home's listing agent, Melissa Legrand, said it's one of Wright's architectural masterpieces. And it is.
It's really cool, yeah.
Because Franklin Lloyd Wright didn't have any bus. He only had hits. All he had were hits. Everything that man touched was a hit.
Because everything was different. I don't think he ever did something the same. He did everything was very different from each other, that's one of the reasons why he was so famous.
You and I and other sports heads out there, we talk about this a lot, about athletes. You know, they don't make them like this anymore. We'll never see another one of these and that. I don't believe you are ever going to see another Franklin Lloyd Wright.
I don't think he was one of a kind.
I'm one of these weird nerds that loves architecture. I think I'm one of the only people in the world. There's like me and like 10 other people.
That are architects, yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That are actually
exactly.
People who are
interested. So I pay attention to this field a bit, and there's not a lot of new ingenuitiveness being done with this field. There's not a lot of people trying to change up the game. It's very similar to me as the car industry. Mm-hmm. When's the last original car you saw? They all look alike now.
They do.
Every single one of them. I saw a 2024 Mustang or something like that. I'm like, that ain't a Mustang. Yeah, I don't want that.
Looks like everything else.
Hey, it looks like everything. I don't want that. Good, I know. Corvettes, every one of them. They all look alike now. Mm-hmm. I can't tell the difference of any of these cars. And I don't know if that's carism on my part, and I apologize, but they all look alike. It's weird. This cars. Similar thing with Franklin Lloyd Wright carism.
You just invented something that doesn't exist.
Great.
Now you're going to get canceled for it. So
I'm sorry.
Just invented it. Now you're going to get canceled.
Seth will take over the rest of the show, everybody. Be on the lookout for my press release from my agent.
Apology.
Yes, my agent wrote for me. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 76, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Song that I used to drive my parents crazy with. Like 8 year old running around singing this.
I bet you did not sing the correct lyrics, though.
Not at all.
Because I have no idea close. What he's singing right now.
I'm not sure Joe knew. I'm not sure he even knew. A little Clash playing Seth and I in on the morning show here, where we are finally going to get into one of the great debates of human history. These questions are supposed to make you think. They aren't really meant to be answered in a concrete way, but let's do it. Let's go ahead and let's answer this.
All right.
Time to get serious, everybody. Put your serious hats on. Serious comedy, that is. Someone polled 10,000 Americans and asked them three philosophy questions.
Okay.
Bleh. And we've all heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Is a glass half full or half empty?
Mm-hmm.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, does it make a sound? And which came first, the chicken or the egg? And here's how people answered each one.
Okay.
And as we get into these, of course, we'd love to hear from all of you. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Play along. You should all have your morning show play at home versions
yep,
of
that's
your,
right.
the game at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
Is a glass half empty or half full? 61% said that they usually think of it as half full.
Okay.
The older you are, the more likely you are to agree.
Oh, interesting. That's a good number. 61%. So, yeah, there's a lot of optimists out there, I guess, if you want to use that comp there. But
I spent the majority of my life looking at it as not half full or half empty. Like, that's all I got to drink? I got to make that last? I'm really thirsty. I see it as half full now.
I generally do. Although it seems weird, I'm just going to come across the glass and say, that's half full.
Yeah, right.
I've never actually done that in real life.
I was
going to
say, have you ever actually in real life, 424-2600, looked at a glass and be like, all right, that's half full.
Yeah.
All right. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there, does it make a sound? We're pretty unified on that one. Only 8% said it doesn't. Sound does not need us. How important do you think you are that you think that a sound would not even exist? If, like, a tree's just looking around for us, like, hey, you see any humans?
All right, let's fall.
let me get my falling voice. All right, I'm ready. All right, are they there? Okay, I'm going to fall.
So I think the big one on this one is because I guess it's kind of a human, like you said, it's kind of a human-centric question. Because so the way we know the sound waves are created when that happens, but does it become a sound unless something's there to receive it?
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
has been the question, is that kind of thing. But I think you're right. I think since we know that the waves exist now, we know that the sound is there, even if you don't receive it or anything is there to receive it, it's still there. So
some of these questions were really cool and introspective and interesting mm-hmm. during the time of Plato.
Right.
And they really haven't been since.
No.
A lot of this stuff is science has figured
out. Because we figured it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't, there's other philosophical questions, of course, that are out
Absolutely.
There. But some, like you said, just don't work anymore because of the way now we know what happens.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? We're pretty divided on this one. 44% said the chicken, 32% said the egg, 24% couldn't decide.
Well, that one I can understand
a little bit. I mean, just make a decision. Now, when you throw this into your search engine, because I remember this coming out a couple of years back, the BBC Wildlife did a big article on it, and some others did.
Mm-hmm.
If you're curious, they're all, according to all of these scientists and a lot of this, the egg came first. It's pretty safe to say that the egg came first, because if there had been no egg, there would have been no chicken. Chickens are birds, and we know the birds evolved from reptiles, mm-hmm. so we can say that the first bird hatched from an egg that was laid by a reptile
mm-hmm.
that was very similar to, but not quite, a bird itself.
Right. And that does make sense these days. So I think we're pretty safe in that one, too.
Here's the part that I find interesting about this. Did you want to know that? You brought up great philosophical questions, and mm-hmm. I think what the part of what we enjoy about them is that they're
they're a mystery that we can't figure out.
Yeah.
Or there's a riddle that we just don't know the answer
open
to.
Open interpretation even, you know? We could have different answers, right?
I get into this with the guys sometimes because we, my friends and I, like a lot of people out there, the guys talking sports, would have those great debates. Hey, who won the World Series in 86? Who won the World Series? You know, this one guy says the Mets and another guy says this or whatever. And I'm curious, you know, were we better off with that not knowing?
That's a great question.
It's interesting. You, what's on your mind? Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. My name is Alice, and I'm calling from Milwaukee. I listen to you guys regularly in the morning.
Thank you, Alice.
I stream through Simple Radio, which is a streaming service that you can get stations from all over the world.
Yeah, nice.
Anyways, good. I listen to you guys regularly. I know that this is a topic that has been passed, but I just wanted to make a comment about the prom thing. Okay, you know, from a parent's perspective, okay, I think that these formal occasions that we gear kids up to do are kind of important. And you know, I know you said, oh, you know, my family couldn't afford it, blah, blah, blah. Well, my family couldn't afford it either, but I made my dress, my date cut grass and did other things so that he could afford to rent a tux. So there you've got one set of life skills, right?
Then
when a kid goes to a formal event like this, you know, they're leaving their youth behind and they're jumping into an adult world.
So, I can see all that.
And you know, that adult world sometimes will give them a situation where they're uncomfortable. You know, that they have to do things that are a little bit out of the ordinary. Like not eating with their fingers, you know, right? I mean, let's leave the Neanderthal thing behind and, you know, get into a social situation.
I like the idea of this being an opportunity for kids to learn social skills. And as a kid who is earning money from my parents since I was 9 years old, I know a lot about how much that builds a good work ethic. In a kid. And so that stuff is very important, too. I appreciate that perspective. Thank you for that.
Totally. And you know, the other thing is, you know, to be able to get into it. Like, for instance, when my nephew went to, we raised my nephews, okay? When my nephew went to college, they had to have, he went to business school, and they had to have a class where they actually went to a restaurant and taught these kids how to use the right utensils, how to you know, act appropriately, how to use a napkin, how to do all these things that really, you know, we should be teaching kids all along.
I am a big believer
and
in that.
When you have a formal situation like this, this is an opportunity for parents to kind of do some life skill training.
Those are all really good points. I had no counter to any of that. I think all of that is great. I am curious, do you think that those skills can be learned in other ways? That this is the only way for them to... So certainly. So it's not to say that they can't be, but I do love the idea of this being a fun way for kids to learn these things. A fun, interesting way. And a little bit of that hole where we're including... Like, we want kids to learn something, but we're hiding it in fun. You know, there's a lesson
there. The
best
way, right?
Yeah. It feels a little like that.
And they're doing it with their peers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good point,
too. Which is something completely different than, you know, going with your mom and pop.
Right.
Yeah. Restaurant.
And, you know, while where I grew up, a poor area and all those things, my mom comes from not royalty, but richness. And my grandmother, her mom, it didn't matter where I was from, I was going to learn which was the knife to cut our steak with. You know, knowing the spoons and all these things. And that stuff, I don't know how much I've used it in life, but I'm thankful to have it because of not so much knowing those things, but knowing how to handle myself. Like,
exactly.
Handling myself for some class.
Feeling, and feeling comfortable in, you know, maybe a little bit different social situation, not feeling like an outsider.
Really good points. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for your program, because I have a lot of fun listening to your program. Oh. I actually tuned in when I was up in Wausau, and I listen regularly, like several times a week.
You're our new favorite listener.
Made our day.
You rock.
Totally
awesome.
Made our day.
We appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best listeners in radio. I keep telling you, best listeners in radio.
More listeners in radio.
Yeah. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The 52-year-old youth pastor from Plover was sentenced to 20 years in prison yesterday for sexually assaulting a child. Jordan Huffman of Antigo used his position at the Woodlands Church to gain the trust and confidence of a teenage boy. Huffman gave the boy alcohol and marijuana to establish a sexual relationship with the child. Portage County Circuit Court Judge Michael Zell described Huffman as a manipulator and abuser who needs to learn that his behavior is very wrong. Following his 20-year prison sentence, Huffman will have 20 years of extended supervision. The gun threats at last Friday's homecoming football game in Wisconsin Rapids are found not credible. News 9 reports police confirmed a non-student teen made the threat, but was not actually armed. No one was injured in the evacuation after the game. Officials said the school and the police responded appropriately, and the threats not being legitimate was the best-case scenario. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will keep the same safety policies moving forward. Police are still investigating and will have a presence at future football games. The nationwide test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alert will happen today at approximately 1:20. Cell phones will emit a unique tone and vibration alerting you to a text message. It will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is required." The message could also come through on phones that are turned off. The notification will also be heard on radio and television broadcasters, cable systems, satellite radio, and television providers in addition to cell phones. This is the third national WEA test. There's still time to register for Run with a Cop Special Olympics in Wisconsin Rapids. The event takes place tomorrow, October 5th. It's a night run with lots of glow stations and family fun. On-site registration starts at 4:30 at the Moravian Church. The 5K begins at 6:15. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
The Arts Council presents Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. Live at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, October 12th. She said, "Hey, Bossanova, baby, keep on working, bro, there's ain't no time to quit." Get your tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, October 12th.
Spider-Man.
The Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 76, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. And earlier, if you were listening, I'd mentioned that we were talking about favorite songs. I was talking about the Jackson 5's, my favorite of theirs being, I Want You Back.
Yep.
And my only other competition for that is this right here. How weird this popped up. And there are no coincidences.
It's an odd thing, man.
It is interesting. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but the McRib is doing something. McDonald's is doing something interesting with the McRib again. I got to get into this a little bit.
All right.
But I got caught up in the beat. I got to admit, I'll be honest with the audience. I got caught up in the beat.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I wanted to start breakdancing. I did. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I can't
Some
lie.
Serious popping and locking going on here.
Yes. Oh, I want that on a loop of you saying popping. It's been 1 year.
Sorry.
It was too good. It's been one
year. So whack.
It was really deaf. That was really deaf. You did that.
All right. Back serious, sir.
Radical. It's been 1 year since McDonald's had its big farewell tour for the McRib. And in related news, the McRib will be back at McDonald's next month. Similar to the Rolling Stones or any other band that you love that says that they are. I remember my first really big concert was seeing Kiss reuniting for the 96-97 farewell tour. They just got done. I think actually they're touring right now, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. They are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were just in state. They were just in Wisconsin here performing. I mean, so the McRib, much like your favorite classic rock artists, it will be back.
Yes.
If you didn't see this coming, you only have yourself to blame because they've done it before. The McRib also had a farewell tours in 2005 and 2006, and then they brought it back in 2007. Because of that, McDonald's aficionados were skeptical about last year's marketing stunt. And it turns out they were right to be. Mm-hmm. McDonald's says it was just a farewell to being available nationwide. In other words, a lot of locations will have it again this year, maybe even most of them. It just won't be available at all locations anytime soon. Someone leaked the news last week. McDonald's denied it at first, but then confirmed it over the weekend. It'll be back in participating markets next month for a limited time. Have you ever had a McRib?
I'm thinking about it right now. I've been thinking this whole time. I think I've had it like once. Mm. Mm. And I don't see what the fuss is about. I really don't get it.
I love ribs.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
A big barbecue's fan of good. Ribs. Yeah. I like ribs. Those are good. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it. I had one McRib in my life and I did not even finish it. And I cannot tell you, I can tell you on one hand how many times I've done that with food I've paid for, let alone food in general.
Yes. I'm very similar to you in that, yes.
Even if I don't like it, I'm gonna finish it. Yep, I paid $5 for that, but I'm finishing it. I'm definitely doing it. I don't care. I don't care how bad that sounds.
It's legit. Yeah,
I couldn't finish it. It did not taste like a rib to me. It did not taste like meat to me.
I'm trying to figure out what it's made of.
I'm not sure they even know. I'm not sure they want to know.
Is this one of those things that's driven completely by marketing? Where they made it like such a big deal? You know, every time the McRib is back, yay, celebrate. Well, maybe people really don't like it, but they think they're supposed to. Well, maybe that's what it is.
The sneaky part of this is so when they bring this back, you're going to see an obvious uptick in sales because there were no sales before that. But right. There's going to be a rise in compared to other menu items.
Exactly.
This is going to do very well mm-hmm. for a limited time. And then all of a sudden that fades and people are like, they don't want it anymore. So, that's part of the reason for the toss and the bringing it back and everything. But it tells you right there that people have spoken. It's not really as popular. The food itself is not necessarily popular. It's the gimmick. It's the idea. It's the mint milk. The
shamrock shake.
A mint shake. Basically,
it's a mint shake. That's all it is.
A mint shake. It's McDonald's, to their credit, maybe the best ever at this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's another corporation or another business that has made more on that kind of like that idea that, hey, we're going to come out with something and whether it's good or not, we'll deal with that later. Right now, marketing, marketing, marketing. And it's worked. It's worked really well for them.
It has worked absolutely fabulous. I mean, I find McDonald's advertising fascinating in a lot of ways. I ask you a question. Mm. When's the last time you saw a white face in a McDonald's commercial? Now, there's a reason for that, because they're big in the African-American community, have been historically.
Right.
I don't know if that's still the case.
Yeah,
but interesting. You see that, you know, if you look at a commercial, it's very specific what they're doing for that marketing. It's for a very specific audience, and which I don't know. I mean, take what you want from it, but it's obvious, you know.
There's a lot of things, a lot of layers to get into with that as far as that type of food, what it does to the body over years, let alone you have generations, eating that food all
sometimes
the time.
Sometimes that's all that's available where they live.
Right.
You know, that has a lot to do with it, too.
I'm reminded of Calvin Klein a little bit and how Calvin Klein was so much of his clothes were being worn by hip-hop artists and all that. And then he came out and said that I'm not going to have black people in my ads. And that's stopped pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize 1,000%. I'm thinking of Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, Tommy Hilfiger, not Calvin Klein.
Although Calvin Klein did have some stuff, so I'm going to take the apology back because he did have some things.
He's still kind of,
But Tommy Hilfiger is who I'm thinking of, where when we were kids in the 90s, all the hip-hop artists, all the guys wearing
all
that stuff.
All of them were wearing it.
He comes out and does one of the worst PR moves in human history and says how he's not going to do this and that. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he doesn't want poor people wearing his clothes and this stuff. And like, oh my God.
Where did Tommy Hilfiger go after that?
Right. Yeah.
Haven't talked about him a lot lately.
No. But whereas McDonald's, to your point, has leaned into that.
Yeah.
And they have, as long as I've been alive, as long as we've been alive, they've been doing that.
To good or bad, who knows? But that is, you're right. That's exactly what they've done.
Let's talk fall.
Yes, let's talk fall.
I have here from our wonderful friends at Travel Wisconsin. Encourage you to bookmark the webpage, travelwisconsin.com. They've been on the air with us many times over the years.
Yeah.
We enjoy talking with them. They have a great web part of their webpage, the Fall Color Report. Encourage you to check that out. I am not going to lie to you. I look at it every day. Every day I look at it. I just think it's fun. I think it's kind of cool. And while I may not be going to Oshkosh, I think it's cool that Oshkosh is at 50%. They're at 50% of foliage. They've got about half their trees kicking out that beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
Plover is in the same spot. So is Rome. So about 50%. This is one of my favorite times of this process, this middle part here.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you're walking down a path and you see all these trees and there's one tree that's changing and none of the others are.
That's so cool.
I don't know why, but I love that stuff.
It's very cool, yeah.
How about Rome? Oh, I mentioned Rome's at 50%. How about Sheboygan? Oh, I don't get to say that name enough. I need more excuses to say Sheboygan on here. Sheboygan's at 10%. Wow, interesting.
Only 10% because they're a little bit further south. But yep. That's right.
Stevens Point, our listeners and our friends over there at 55%.
Okay.
Wausau at 60. Let's see here. Wisconsin Rapids area at 40%.
Okay, so we still got a little ways to go.
Yeah.
And just looking out the window here, that's about right from what
seems
I'm seeing.
Like it.
Yeah.
Madison at 30%, Milwaukee at 15%. So early on in the process, I suppose.
I suppose the further south you go, the longer it takes.
Interesting, though.
Yep.
Again, you can find more information at travelwisconsin.com. Encourage you to check them out, travelwisconsin.com. We'll take a break. We're coming back with a That Ain't Right story. We'll get to some local good stories of the day and plenty more for you on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot Buford's birthday and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 76. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49. Tonight, mainly clear. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. It's that part right there. Everybody knows that part.
That's the hook right there. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Seth and James here with you, hanging out, getting you ready for the top of the hour, where As Goes Wisconsin will be kicking in after CBS News. Encourage you to stick around for that. Wishing Kristen well on her leave.
Her leave,
it's
yeah.
It's not a break.
It's a leave, yeah.
She's a new mom. Yeah, I'm not calling it a break. She's on leave, and we wish her well. I want to send a shout-out to Jane. I was listening to some of the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Janie Gregg, yep, doing a great job.
Doing a really good job.
Yep.
I am a huge fan of Jane's. She's one of my favorite voices in this business, and I think she's doing a really good job.
She's doing a
really
fabulous nice job. Yeah.
Had some great guests on yesterday. I thought it was a really nice conversation. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. More about our schedule coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, we're talking toilet paper. Have you ever grabbed a few squares of toilet paper and been frustrated because it didn't tear away in a neat line? I don't know many people that really get frustrated by this, but
Not much, really.
To you, that might be a That Ain't Right story of the day. To me, Charmin might be. Charmin says they got a lot of complaints about toilet paper not tearing clearly along the perforation. Mm-hmm. So they had their team look into it. They figured out that the uneven tear was because the line was straight, but people were pulling from many different angles and directions.
Mm-hmm.
So the team started working on a redesign, and it took them 5 years.
Five years
they spent on this. But they just announced that the end result is ready. It's called smooth tear. And instead of a straight line, it's a wavy perforation. That means that each piece is no longer a square, which is a single significant change. The smooth tear will debut this month for their ultra soft rolls. It's unclear if they'll also change other varieties, or if the other brands might follow, or if other brands might follow suit. If all toilet paper going forward might be in this direction.
And it will immediately be followed by complaints from people that they're not square anymore.
Yes, yes. If they're not already there, that they definitely will be getting that.
Yes, they will. Yep.
My That Ain't Right part of this is two-layered. One, spending five...
Two-layered? Two-layered? Wow. That was deep, man, and you didn't even know what you were doing. That was good.
I cannot take credit for that one. I cannot...
My two ply.
Oh, that was. I'm red faced right now. I'm embarrassed by that. It's two things to this.
Yeah.
One, to spend 5 years on anything like
this.
The money and time that it went into this. Oh. I got to be thinking like 2 years in. If I'm one of the workers on this, I'm looking around like, man, they're still paying me to do that. All right, fine. I'll collect the paycheck.
Other guys are like, what are we doing here?
My true that ain't right part of this story is, though, this should not even be a thing. We don't need toilet paper.
We don't.
Bidets are so much more healthy for us. They're so much better for us. And it would not destroy the paper industry.
No.
The paper industry would survive, and I'm sorry if it didn't. That's on the paper industry. Yes. Get better. Do better. Be better. We don't look at any business and say, hey, you, let's help you out. You know, other than the government, of course, bailing out the car industry and things like that.
Outside of that, rich people. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, outside of rich people, other side bailing out rich people. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
We don't do that with business. Why we're with coal or paper or any of these industries? I'm in the middle of central Wisconsin. I care quite a bit about the paper industry. Mm-hmm. I am not going to defend myself and how much I care about the paper industry or friends of mine that work in the paper industry.
Right.
And they will be the first to tell you that if this isn't working, then it's going to fade off and go away.
Right, right.
We don't got people running around delivering ice anymore.
Yeah.
We evolved past that. Our society evolved past it. If this is the way paper is going, sticking or keeping toilet paper is not going to help the paper industry survive.
No.
Keeping us unhealthy and using bidets is not going to destroy the paper industry. It's such a silly thing that this country is doing, and I love this country.
Yeah,
I hate that I have to defend that too. Like you can't take any critique anymore. Yeah. And all of a sudden he hates this, he hates that. Nah, get away from me. You think you can question me about how much I love this damn country?
You made the greatest point. It's like, yeah, what about all the industries that are gone now? Because we just didn't need them anymore. And the problem is not that the paper industry went away here in central Wisconsin, Port Edward, whatever like that. It's that we tied everything to it.
Right.
That's the wrong way to do it. Diversify. You need a wide swath of all kinds of different things to make jobs for people in the area. Not just put it all your eggs in one basket, getting back to eggs.
Nice.
Don't do that. You're going to end up exactly what happened. That's what happened.
Whether it is radio, acting, anything, whenever I have students, whenever I'm talking to people, be so good they can't get rid of you. Don't just be good at one thing. Be a Swiss Army knife. Be good at multiple things and being able to touch on different industries. And that is what every business should be doing. It should be trying to do. Most of the smart ones do. The paper industry is going to be all right. It will survive. It will evolve into what it will
to
be.
What exactly.
It's supposed to be. And the bidet thing is not going to hurt that.
No, it's not.
I've never even used a bidet. And I'm just... a caller earlier brought up cavemen, and it feels like that. Like all these things that we evolve and we get better at and get better at, and this one particular thing, not just this thing, but this one particular thing does not have a chance to evolve. And I wonder why. Who could be in charge of that? Who could be in a politician's pocket to keep them from making a decision like that?
Uh-huh.
It's just, that ain't right to me. That ain't right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Neither is spending 5 years on toilet paper.
No, that's ridiculous.
Seems a little bit much.
It's just, pleh.
It is a Wednesday, and we need a palate cleanser, so we've got some good stuff coming up today. Join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Our great friend, Sheriff Sean Becker, is going to be joining us from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Spend the hour with Sean. There's a couple things I want to talk to him about. Run with the Cops coming up. I want to get into that. The gun threat that happened this weekend here in Rapids at the Lincoln High School. Game and the Speak Up program that I don't think a lot of people might know about. And of course, Sean comes in and has got a billion things for us to talk about.
That's great, yeah.
It's going to be a great conversation all hour long. Along with that, will be Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Looking forward to hanging out with them as well. Also, great stuff on our radio dial a little bit later today at 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show.
Yep.
Wisconsin Badgers head football coach joins us, and boy, does Luke talk straight. I really enjoyed Coach Paul Crist because Coach Paul could talk about just about anything. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys.
Yep.
Coach Fickell is very football-centric,
and
that's what you get. And I kind of like that. You're listening to a football show. You want to get your football coach.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Coach Crist in that show. This is a much more focused on football, X's and O's kind of show.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little different in that sense.
Be sure to join us for that, everybody. It's going to be great. And it is Wednesday. We all know what that means.
Bingo!
Bingo!
Bingo at the Elks Lodge here in Wisconsin Rapids, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's offered every single Wednesday. Go and have some fun and support our Elks.
Yeah, get on over there, everybody, and a shout-out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we started our show with this. Our friends at Focus, the food pantry we have here in Wisconsin Rapids, is in desperate need of brown paper bags. They are out. If you are able to drop some off, we greatly appreciate that. They're open Wednesday through Friday, 8 to 4 at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Focus does some of the most vital work in our community.
100%.
If you are able to help with that just by bringing some paper bags, we greatly appreciate it, everybody. Again, Focus is open 8 to 4 Wednesday through Friday at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids.
Yes.
And another reminder that the FCC is conducting a nationwide emergency test today at 1:20. You are not going crazy at 1:20 when you hear all these sirens, your phone.
And your phone and everything,
Just a test. Just a test to make sure that everything's...
This is only a test.
Nicely done. You could do that for a living. You got that down. A couple more things. Wanted to mention that tomorrow, Terry Johns will be joining us, co-hosting the show with me.
Yeah.
CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, and we'll be talking more about this then. But community-wide Denim Day coming up this Friday.
All right.
Wear jeans for the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. Employees wear jeans for a day and donate $5 to the United Way. You can participate the same day with other organizations across Southwood County.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to find out more about this and hang out with us and be a part of this. Go to uwswac.org. to find out more.
Nice.
And we got to talk, we got to kick off the week of Midday Magazine yesterday with a couple of members from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Blythe Spirit.
Yes.
A big thank you to Linda and Laura for joining us. Get your tickets and show up to, as they kick off their new season with Blythe Spirit.
Nice.
The Great Noel Coward Show. It kicks off this Friday at 7. And 7th, they'll have a show on Saturday. Then they come back on the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yep.
All 7 o'clock shows on the 14th. 2 o'clock matinee.
Nice.
You can get tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts.
Yes, indeed.
A 50-pound pet tortoise in Pennsylvania is back home after escaping from his pen for a third time.
50 pounds? Escape? What?
I love this tortoise.
Leave any time. I have all these questions.
His name is Tank.
Tank the tortoise.
And thankfully, he's okay. He went missing for two weeks ago, too, and we covered that story.
Yes, we did.
We covered
he did
that
it
one.
Again.
He keeps doing this. I love it.